Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. This is your host, Brother Raheem, coming to you live out of Philadelphia. Okay, we have a very interesting show for you today. First, we're going to make our assertion. As I walk the path of being honest and good, I will keep my mind focused on reading what you sow. By doing this, I'll be walking the path of the enlightenment, and I will get what I want. Okay? That would be through one God, one aim, one destiny. That's a little slogan we took from Marcus Garvey. It fits what we're doing as well. We always start off with love. That's the 5 minutes. We do 5 minutes talking about love. Love is one of the most important things that we can talk about, because without love, we won't be able to come together as groups, families, friends, or anything else, because we won't know how to love each other. So it's very important. You know, I begin with the sermon on love today. Love is the act that makes others feel good. Now, how do we do that? It's a mental and physical thing. Every act that you commit, okay, will either please a person or not please a person. And once you get to know a person, especially if you're in a relationship, you get to learn all of the buttons, the good part, the bad part. You get to learn everything. And your object in a relationship is to only commit acts that make them feel good. That's what's up. And if you're both doing the same thing, that will you have a feel-good relationship. And your relationship will be fine. It should last a long time. Now, there's some things dealing with relationships, we're going to just take a minute on relationships right now, that's a little tricky, because as long as the two people are in the same place, in the same mode, and not growing, then the relationship tends to last a long, long time. It tends to be stabilized. But once one person begins to grow and the other person is still staying where they are, you know, then the relationship changes, because the mindset of the two people begin to drift apart. So you're going to have to figure out how to maintain the mental stability in a relationship when two people are on different paths, you know. If you're both electricians, it's easy. You know, Gary talking about electricity and the work that they do all day long, that is easy. But now one's electrician, the other becomes a doctor. Uh-oh, things change. So now you're not talking about electricity all day long. So you want to talk about medicine. You want to talk about electricity. It gets a little tricky in there, you know. So you're going to have to figure out a way to mentally balance the relationship. Because normally when you first hook up in a relationship, you're both pretty much on the same wavelength. You're on the same path, you know. And whether it be in your career, whatever you're trying to do, you know, most of the time, that's how you meet somebody, based on your journey. Their journey and your journey are pretty much on the same path. And you kind of meet each other while you're on your journey, and everything works out pretty good. But now, if one of you decide, well, hey, I'm not going left no more, I want to go right, then things begin to change. And you have to sit down and figure out how to work that out in order to keep the relationship going or keep the relationship working, okay? So that's basically all I want to say about relationships. I don't want to say too much about relationships. I'm not what you call a marriage counselor or anything like that there, but I do know the stress that relationships put you under when two people are on the same path and then one person changes. And that changes everything. It changes the dynamics of the relationship. So you have to sit back and really work out how you're going to keep the relationship going, even though you're going in two different directions. And that's tricky, you know, but you can do it. You know, the most important thing that you have to deal with is love is the act that makes others feel good. So if your every thought and your every concept is to make the other person feel good, and every thought and every concept is to make you feel good, then you should be able to work out whatever differences that you have. Just make sure that you're mindful of what you're saying to each other and how you're acting towards each other, you know. Try to remember the little things, you know. The little things are actually the big things, believe it or not. When you're in a relationship, the little things become very, very huge. And so the little things are very important. A lot of times the little things are more important than the big things, because the big things don't happen all the time. But the little things happen on a day-to-day basis, every single day, every single minute. that you're in a relationship or that you're dealing with people and stuff like that there, okay? All right, so that takes us, that's our 5 minutes on love. Now we're going to go into our main topic, okay? The main topic is faith. Why should we have faith? It's an interesting thought. I didn't really mean to jump on this topic today because this is a very complicated topic. I only had an hour before the show started, and I just opened up the book. You know, I'm a Bible thumper. I opened up the book, and I was right there, and it was faith was right there. I said, oh, my goodness, how can I have a show about faith? It's very tricky. I looked the word up. Faith, believing without proof, trust, confidence. Now, this is 2020. Okay. Somebody said, believing without proof, 2020. Are you kidding? You know, it's very interesting because most of us who are following a particular religion, you know, we actually don't have a lot of proof of where we're supposed to be going when we leave this physical plane. There's evidence, okay, from writings from people that there is a place that we're supposed to go, you know. One religious group might tell you it's a guy, we're going out to hang out with a guy sitting on his right hand or up there with him while he's sitting on a chair judging everybody. And some people will tell you that there's a guy in, down the middle of the earth sitting on a hot rock drinking tea waiting for you to come down so he could torment your soul. So, I mean, those are just two different concepts, you know. I have a concept of my own, and I'm going to bring that to light in a few minutes. But I'm just dealing with faith, you know. Now, well, let's get into that right now. As far as I understand, okay, we're incorporeal beings, okay? And we have this meat suit. If I can use this phraseology here, if I can use this type of terminology, we're in this meat suit, and we have total control over this meat suit. And once we wear this meat suit out, then we leave and go someplace else, okay? As incorporeal beings, we come from an incorporeal dimension, all right? Now, this is, we're talking about faith. We're talking about believing in things without proof. Now, the only actual proof that you can have that there's something outside of this physical existence is if you go there. And as far as I know, nobody has went there without leaving the meat suit that they're in, if you don't mind that term, meat suit. So this brings us into faith and the meaning of faith, believing without proof, trust, and confidence. Now, you have to have confidence in the person that's telling you whatever they're telling you about what's going on. Faith normally comes in when, see, there's two different types of faith. There's a faith that you have from the spoken word, that somebody has written something down and told you what this is and how it could be or what has happened or what is possible, okay? Like I said, I'm a Bible thumper, so I believe in stuff that's been written down, okay? Well, I don't know about believing in it, but I access it, and I use whatever that I need to keep me on a certain mental plane of existence, okay? So that's where I live at. Everybody don't live there, but that's where I live at, okay? Because people ask me, well, what do you believe in? I don't believe in nothing. I know things. But to believe in something, it's kind of tricky. The kind of word is kind of tricky. I know if I eat, I'm going to go to the bathroom. I know if I stay up long enough, I'm going to fall asleep. Okay, that's not something that I believe. I know this is going to happen because it happens. I know that if I drink water, I'm going to have to go to the bathroom and take a leak. So there's a difference between believing and knowing. So I have astral travel, so I have gotten out of this meat suit and looked around, traveled around out there to see what was going on. So I know, okay, that there's something else going on other than this physical plane. That's not something that I believe. That's something that I know. Now, last week, I think it was last week, we did the talk on meditation. We went through the meditation and how to access certain things through meditation. So through meditation, you'd be amazed once you change the frequency of the meat suit for what you can do, you know. And that's what this particular show is all about today. You know, we're talking about faith. All right. Now, according to the dictionary, faith is believing without proof, trust, or confidence. So now, based on who you are or who you think you are, that will give you an idea of what you think you can or cannot do. Now, like I said, I'm a Bible thumper. I believe that I am what they call, what the Bible says I am in Psalms 82. I believe that's who I am or what I am. Okay, that concept, all right, well, I don't like using the term belief, but, you know, for the sake of this language, it's kind of hard not to use it. But I know that's who I am. You follow what I'm saying? Because as far as I know, there's no other life form on this planet that's greater than what I see in my mirror. Right, and based on what I do every single day and what I go through in my life, I know Psalms 82, that's who I am. Okay, and those of you who are not familiar with the Bible, I would like for you to go look it up so you can read it for yourself. Because me just telling you, wait a minute, is this guy kidding me or what? How can I be that? You know, I don't have the power. But the thing about it is that the universe literally works for you. Based on who you think you are, the universe literally works for you, okay? And so that means that you're carrying power through thought. Wait a minute, through thought? How can I carry power through thought? That's an interesting question. You heard the saying, what you think about, you bring about. You can bring things into existence that's unimaginable. Think about this for a minute. When I came up, we didn't have TV. We used to listen to Joe Louis on the radio. Think about that. No television, nowhere. Now, in my hand, okay, I can watch movies and go on the internet and all this stuff. And this is just the beginning. They're coming out with new stuff all the time. Meaning that is no limit to the guy that's in Psalms 82, or a female that's in Psalms 82. You have no limit. That's what it's telling you, okay? That's what it's trying to tell you. And based on who you are, your perception of what you can do changes. If all I am is a doctor, then I'm just going to be about doctorly things, and that's it. If all I am is a carpenter, then I'm going to be about carpenter things, and that's it. But if I am more than that, that I'm going to be about more than that. Some people, okay, I'm mostly dealing with the 1%. I'm going to call it like it is. The 1% know who they are, okay? If you are deity or God, all right, I'm just going to come out and say it. I wanted y'all to look on the Bible and read it out, but most of the people that's on the line, I'm looking at the numbers here. I think most of you have read Psalm 82 before, you know. If you are that, your responsibility is every man, woman, and child on the planet. Think about it. If I'm planning food, clothing, shelter, and security for every man, woman, and child on the planet, do you think I'm going to be hungry any day of the week? No, you're going to have way more than you need, way more than you can ever spend, way more than you can ever imagine. But it all depends on who you think you are and what you're planning for. Most of us, the way they have us thinking, okay, they tell you you were created. Wait a minute. That's something that everybody knows. We all know we were created. Or then if you were created, why did it say, let us make man in our image? Why would they say it like that if you was created? Why didn't they just say, let us create man in my image? They hadn't said that way. And here's another question for you. That's something, just something to think about. Why would they play around with those two words like that? See what I'm saying? Even in the first part of Genesis, since we're going to make men and women, okay? In the first part, they say make. After they say make, all right, then they come back with the word create. After they say make, then they come back with the word create. What is the difference in mindsets between somebody that's made and somebody that's created? There's a difference in the thought process. That's what this is all about. The thought process, okay, to get you to believe in something that you're not, to get you to limit what you can do based on what you're trying to get from someplace else, get from someone else, okay? Science 101, everybody, when you go through Science 101, it tells you energy cannot be created or destroyed. Now, that's something you don't have to have faith in. Go try to destroy energy. All you do is change it from one form to another. You can't destroy it. And everything in the universe is made up out of energy. And if everything in the universe is made up out of energy, energy cannot be created or destroyed. How would you create it? If you were made, that means you had to be made up out of a certain substance. We go back to what we call the uncaused cause. Something that caused everything to be here, but nothing caused it to be here. That's as far as we can go. As far as I can go to. I better go back on further than that. Follow what I'm saying? Because they go, well, what made that? Well, what made this? Well, what made that? Well, what made that? And you can go on and on and on until you get to the realization that, wait a minute, there had to be an uncaused cause. Something that caused everything, but nothing caused it. I mean, that's as far back as I can go. You follow what I'm saying? Which means that if that was the only thing here in the universe, you are made up out of that substance. Since you can't make something from nothing, right? That means you are made up out of source energy. And if you are made up out of source energy, that means you are the universe expanding itself. So that means that you are an unlimited being. Just think about it. That's not something that you have faith or believe in. That's something that you can know. Look at what you were doing 50 years ago. Look at what you're doing 25 years ago. Look at what you were doing 20 years ago. Look at what you're doing now. There's no limit to where you can go with this, okay? We're walking around worshiping the sun. Now we're flying up there looking at the doggone thing. You know what I'm saying? We're flying around the moon trying to figure out what's going on, and it's going to go further than that. This is just the beginning of who you are and what you can do based on who you think you are, okay? Now, if you are made up out of source energy and the universe works for you, right, then who's in control? That puts you in control of your destiny, puts you in control of everything. The only thing that controls you is what you let control you. That's it, period. So when they tell you, oh, God is in control, based on Psalms 82, what God are you talking about? You see what I'm saying? Follow the money. Whoever's controlling that money, that's the God who's in control. I just think about what I'm saying for a minute. I'm not knocking what anybody is trying to do. I'm just trying to wake you up, okay? Because you've been asleep, and they love for you to be asleep, because when you sleep, people sleep on the street, and people live in $5 million houses. That's because you sleep. But once you wake up, you will come up with a plan. Knowing who you are, you can come up with a plan so that nobody is ever hungry in the world. Nobody's ever sleeping on the street in the world. Everything will come into balance. This planet is a paradise. The worst thing on this planet is man's inhumanity to man. Think of all the people that we kill over parcels of this speck of land. 50 million people in the Second World War, 14 million people in the First World War, 300 million during the Middle Passage, okay, when they were building empires. Man's inhumanity to man. That's the only problem with this planet. This planet is pristine and beautiful. Okay? And because of our greed, we're destroying this wonderful piece of dirt. And it just don't make sense. The only reason why this is happening is because you're asleep. You need to wake up and learn who you are and what you're capable of doing. You have no limit. I'm on a diet right now. That's going to keep me here for 200 years. That's the plan. Oh, that's the plan. Okay? So now we're talking about faith. We're talking about belief. All right? Let me read something in Matthew 21:22. All things whatsoever you shall ask in prayer, believing, you shall receive. These are things coming from the reap what you sow culture. Okay? Verily, I say unto you, if you have faith and doubt not, you shall not only do that which is done to the fig tree, but also if you shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, it shall be done. That's the kind of power you're carrying, you know? Well, can't nobody do that but Yahshua, Jesus. Jesus Christ, only Jesus could do that. Now, wait a minute, okay? He's telling you something different. He that eateth of me will become a son indeed, and greater works than I did you do. He said greater. Didn't say you can be just as good as he did. He said greater. So the man knew something about you that you don't know about yourself. And it's all in your book. You got people that's taking this book, putting it on the shelf, throwing it in the trash. I listened to one guy, right? He's an archaeologist, well, historian, okay? And I'm listening to his lecture, and he says, hey, if I'm in the bathroom and I ain't got no toilet paper, I'm going to grab a Bible. If it's handy, I'm saying, what an idiot. You know what I mean? What is wrong with this guy? It's just telling me that he has a book and don't know how to read it. He has information and don't know how to compile the information so that it can work better in his life, okay? The 1% took this book, all right? The 1% took this book and built an empire with it. And they reverend this book. That's why when you go in hotels, everywhere you go, they got the Bible there. Why are they reverend this book so much? Because they know how to read it. And it's by penalty of death to teach the newcomers, the people that they brought over, although we were already here, but a lot of us they brought over. It was by penalty of death to teach us how to read the book because they don't want no competition. People don't want no competition. First of all, I could stop and thank everybody that's on the line. I appreciate you calling in. let me know I'm not here by myself. Okay. And if you have a question or a comment, if you want to say anything, if you just want to say, brother, you're out of your mind, that's fine too. Just hit one on your dial. And I'll open up your mic, and you can make a comment, a shout out, if you have a business or something that you want to give a shout out about. Then you can do that too. Okay, I'm saying that now because we're getting ready to go into the commercial, and halfway through the hour, we always do a commercial. I'd like to give back to some of the people that are out there every day trying to give you information. Trying to make you aware, trying to open your eyes just a little bit so that we can make this a better planet. We can make this a better, well, I don't know about making it a better planet, but we can make our journey with each other a whole lot better. And we can alleviate some of the stress and some of the pain and suffering that's going on out there. This is Elohim Five Tribes Radio presents Elohim Speaks at come on 8 to 9 p.m. on Sunday. Okay, the call-in number is 516-453-9230. Press 1 if you want to give us a shout-out. We don't mention your name unless you want us to. We only use the last 4 digits of your phone number. And if you have a company or a group and you want to give a shout-out, please do. We do not charge to advertise on this particular station. We're supported by our CDs and books and stuff that we have on the market, okay? we are only going to be on Sunday. I did want to do it during the week, but I just don't have the energy to keep up with a daily show, okay? So we're going to be here every Sunday, all right? And the context is Bible 2.0, because we really need to know what's in that book and how to read this thing if we're going to make the kind of progress that we need to make as a people, as a group. Okay? Now, I have a gospel CD on the market called 911 Jesus Emergency. Jesus is coming. You can have CD Baby, /CD, /Elohim Christ 2. And you can access the CD. You can buy the whole CD or just one song at a time. It's up to you. Okay? I'm on YouTube. You just saw in Elohim Christ 10 tracks. Jesus is coming. And you can listen to the CD, listen to it as much as you want. All 10 tracks. You can listen to the whole CD if you feel like it, okay? That's on YouTube under Elohim Christ. And we ask ourselves, when Jesus comes back, where is he coming from? We think he's coming from the same place he came from the first time. Out of the goddess's womb. So your sisters out there, we need those babies. So that baby you're throwing away, that baby you're getting rid of, this might be the one to get us out of this mess. So we need all the babies we can. And brothers, it takes two to make them. So it takes two to take care of them. Wait a minute, those sisters need you at home, okay? Now, don't forget to check out my book, Tyrannical Scriptures Part 2 of Christ Has Come. Well, for more information about that, just call 215-758-1703. I've also just releasing a meditation CD. Just finished it last week. It'll be on the market. Well, it'll be on Amazon and so many other places next week, okay? But you can call me if you want a copy of the meditation CD, 215-758-1703, okay? That's from 9 to 5. Also, I'm in the gold business. I buy and sell gold. I'm doing carrot bars. You want to know more about my carrot bars business and how to get into gold, Bitcoin, and all that stuff, you know, just give me a call again at 215-758-1703 or email me at lchristelaim@gmail.com, okay? Please don't forget to visit my website, christelaim.website.com/website, and that will take you right to my website. I would like to give a shout-out to Horace Butler for his book, When Rocks Cry Out. I like him because he understands history, and he don't just tell history, he actually understands it. He offers proof about what he's saying, okay? I also give a shout-out to the Legacy of a Nation show, hosted by Brother Mack and Son, comes on every Saturday at 6 p.m. Eastern. They talk about black history, health, economics, and politics. The call-in number is 319-527-6199. I would like to give a shout-out to Sister Tammy. She's on YouTube under the name Kamitra 11. She has a spoken word, and she has a spoken word just for you, so check her out. I like the words that she speaks. That's why I'm giving her a shout out. And I think she's going to do something different on YouTube, so just listen to what she's saying, and she'll pick you into where she's trying to go. Okay, that's Kamitra 11 on YouTube. I'd like to give a shout-out to the Nikki Love Show. She's a spiritual arrival. She comes on, she doesn't come on YouTube anymore. I did change it. She doesn't come on YouTube anymore. But you can catch her on YouTube at Nikki Love Unam. And for more information about spiritual reading, help you out with your future, your past, and whatever you're trying to do there, just call her at 909-749-8626, okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Division 121, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, UNIACL 1918 and 1929 of the world. It meets every week. For more information, contact our President Mark P. at the UNIA 267-822-2320. Okay? And I'd also like to give a shout-out to the UAIA. They're offering land to build on in Africa. That's amazing. That's RBG Industries. They make design clothes, buttons, flags. So if you want to get tailor-made outfit or land, just give them a call. I'll involve four seats, and they fit me just perfect. The calling number is 609-638-5828. Okay? I'd like to give a shout-out to Sycamore Electronics. I stick my chest out. That's one of my children's companies. You know, the call in number for Sagemore Electronics is 215-909-3352 from 9 to 5, okay? Now, he does a pretty good job. He remodeled some of my stuff in here, or rewired some of my stuff in here, and it got me looking pretty good. We have a new listener. He has a security company, and he's offering jobs. So if you're interested in a job in security, just give brother a call. The number is 336-988-8638. I'd like to give a shout out to Tom Thornton, who writes under the name of T. Thornton. He has an old school style out of Philadelphia. He has 6 CDs on the market. Just Google YouTube Heaven 2019 T. Thornton. That's T E E Thornton. For more information, you give him a call at 267-259-4077. And I'd also like to give a shout out to Taylor Tuck Learning Academy. I stick my chest out again. That's one of my children's companies. She's licensed and certified. She's a registered nurse who's currently in medical school and will soon be a doctor. How about that? We're going to have a doctor in the house, right? At Taylor Tuck has a before and after school service in the West Philadelphia area. So for the best quality children's service, call 610-639-8352 from 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday. Your email address is TaylorTotsLearningAcademy at gmail.com. Instagram, Taylor_Tots_LA. I'd like to give a shout-out to our resident naturopathic healers. Oh, boy, we need these guys right about now. That would be Dr. Paul. His number is 215-779-7355. And when you give him a call, he also offered a free nutrient chart to those who are interested in nutrients and health. Let's give Dr. Paul a call. And we have Dr. Bill. His number is 631-561-3864. So if you're sick and don't have these guys on speed dial, you need to be sick now. Nobody really needs to be sick. So just give these guys a call. Don't worry. Be happy. Now we're going into the next segment of the show. The next segment is about health. That's very interesting, though, because right now we're having so many problems with our health. Mainly because we don't know how to eat, what they're telling us and what we're trying to do. It just gets a little crazy. Like I said, back to the Bible again. Okay. Now I would like for everybody to go on what I call the Genesis diet. Okay. I'm not calling it vegan or anything else. I'm calling it the Genesis diet. I'm trying to pull up the information. All of a sudden, the information is actually not here for some reason. Ah, here it is. Yeah. Okay. So we're talking about Genesis 1:29. All right. Okay. In Genesis 1:29, it tells you, right, that I have given you every herb-bearing seed which is upon the face of the earth, every tree in the earth, which is the fruit of a tree yielding seed to you, it shall be for meat. Think about that. All you Bible thumpers out there, think about that. You're going to be eating hog and beef and chicken and every doggone thing else and wonder why you spend so much time in the doctor's office. You know what I mean? The book is telling you what you need to do. They say, I'm a vegan, I'm vegetarian, this diet is 2,000 years old. Okay. It's been around forever. They flipped the script on you. They got you eating flesh. See what I'm saying? And they call it flesh meat. But we talk about meat as described in the book, in the Bible. That's what I'm saying. We reading the thing, and we don't know. We're not really following it. We say we follow it, but we're not. Okay. Now, last time we did health. We did, I think it was protein, okay? Last time we did health, we did protein. All right, now I'm going to tell you what book I'm reading this out of before I read it. It's called Nutrient Essentials and Diet Therapy. It's written by two sisters, Charlotte M. Pullman and Nancy J. I can't pronounce her name. I have to apologize to her. But, this is the 6th edition, and they have it all the way up to the 12th edition. I like the sixth edition because it has so much stuff in it that I like. I haven't read the other editions, but I went on the internet to try to buy a couple more of these, and it was kind of difficult to get the sixth edition. I don't think they're probably not even threatening anymore. Yeah. So we went to protein. Last time we talked about how we went through protein. Okay. Now, this today, we're going to go to carbohydrates. We may do all three of them, you know. Well, let's just run through all three of them right quick, all right? protein constitutes part of the source of every cell, such as muscle, blood, and bone, supports growth and maintenance, healthy body cells, constitutes part of enzymes, some hormones and body fluids, and antibodies that increase resistance to infection. That's your protein. Now, how much protein do we need every day? See what I'm saying? Right now, they have us on too much protein. We only need 62 grams of protein. That's about a scoop of tuna fish or half a breast sandwich or something like that. You can get enough proteins out of a few scoops of nuts to carry for the whole day. The diet they got us set up on is you got breakfast, eggs, and bacon. Protein. Then you got lunch, you eat a little turkey sandwich with some lettuce and tomatoes on it, you know. Then dinner, you get 8 ounce steak. That's too much protein. Protein is a cancer derivative. So those of you who have cancer out there, drop the meat. Or, excuse me, not the meat. See, they got me programmed. Drop the flesh. Excuse me, give up your flesh. You don't need the flesh at all. You can find other sources to get your protein from. Okay, now we're talking about carbohydrates. Supplies energy so that protein can be used for growth and maintenance of body cells. Unrefined products supply fiber for regular elimination, assist in fat utilization. The reason I like to do one or two or more together, I want you to really understand or to see that all of the nutrients that you need, vitamins and nutrients, they all work together to create that perfect cell. So if you're eating a three meal a day diet, or if you're vegan or vegetarian, and you sit down and eat, and you don't have all of the nutrients going into your body at the same time, the body is struggling to digest that stuff. Okay, this is why we're having so much trouble with everything. All right, now the carbohydrates work with the protein. That's what it's telling us. Okay, now they do give you a list of where you can get some of the protein and stuff from. They got meat, poultry, fish, dried beans, and peas, cheese, eggs, and milk. They don't mention protein. You know, they don't mention nuts, but they should. And carbohydrates, they got cereal, potatoes, dried beans, rice, corn, bread, sugar, whole grains, fruits, and vegetables for your carbohydrates. So your carbohydrates and your proteins work together. Now let's deal with the fat. Constitutes part of the structure of a cell, supply of essential fatty acids, provides and carry fat-soluble vitamins. So you need fat in your system as well, like shredding oil, butter, margarine, salad dressing, fatty meats. Now, you can also get fat from nuts. I mentioned nuts again here, but they should, okay? Now, those are just three of the things that we have that we need to work together. All the nutrients work together to create that perfect cell. I had one show where the question was, why are you eating? You know, do we ask ourselves, why are we eating? I mean, it's not the question of what you're eating. What you're eating will actually be determined by why you're eating, okay? I'm going to give you the name of this book, too, because this book has all of the nutrient breakdown as to the protein, carbohydrates, retina, all that stuff that's in each of the foods that we're eating. And that's a whole big list in the back of the book. So if you get this book, you'll be able to make up your own diet, and you'll be able to measure what's in all of this stuff so you know exactly what you're getting every day, you know. We sit down and we eat a meal, but we're not sure exactly how much proteins, vitamin B4, vitamin B12, and all that stuff is actually in what we're eating. We just slap the meal together and grub. I mean, it'd be good, but you don't know what you're getting. You don't know if you have enough in you so that the body don't strain to process the food that you're putting in it. And it's very important, okay? So I'm going to give you the name of this book again. It's called Nutrient Essentials and Diet Therapy. That's what it's called. It's the sixth edition. I like the sixth edition. Believe it or not, I'm coming down the street, and people are giving away books. And the book was sitting on the shelf for free. I looked at the book. I went to the book. I said, oh, man. Why are they throwing away a book like this? But they got all the way up to 12 editions, so they upgraded to other editions, and they left this one there. And this helped me immensely in creating a diet for myself. Now, the what I consume every day is five vegetables. So I'm going to go through these cups of vegetables because it's very important. And if you notice that most of the vegetables don't have mucus content, so it's a low-mucus diet that I'm on. Because I like bread and potatoes, what can I tell you? So I go off the diet, I eat a little bread and potatoes, you know. But I consume one cup of collard greens, Brussels sprouts, string beans, broccoli, and green peas. One cup of those, that's my meal. Now, I've added, because I've been having problems with my eyes, so I've added one small sweet potato every day to that meal. And now my eyes are improving because I needed more beta carotene. Collard greens do have beta carotene in it, but it don't seem to be enough since my eyes are, I'm having a little trouble seeing things, you know, with my eyes because of, I think it's because of the lack of beta carotene. So my eyes are improving, my eyesight is improving. I got glasses. I don't wear the glasses no more. I don't really need the glasses anymore because the glasses don't actually, my eyes have increased to the point that the glasses don't improve anything. I actually make it even worse when I look for them, you know, so I leave, put them on the side. And that's the diet that I'm on, you know. Now, at this particular point, I just want to say again that if you have a comment or you have something to say, all you have to do is press one on your dial, one on your phone. This will let me know that you have a comment or something you have to say about the diet or a question or something like that. Yeah, this is about health, and we're talking about, well, we went through faith and we're talking about health. Nobody had a comment on faith, so we're talking about health now. And I just wanted to make sure that as I read these items that we needed and what they do for the body, what they do for the cells, that they all work together. I can go down the whole list all the way through. So, you know, vitamin C, the whole nine yards. Everything works together. Now, somebody asked me last week, why don't I take one of the vitamins? But if you look at the one of the vitamins and how they're structured, they don't give you everything that you need, 100% of everything that you need. So as you're eating and you're taking a one of the vitamins, you're getting too much of something and not enough of something else. So you want to have a balanced meal. Now, there's a difference between a balanced meal that I'm talking about and a balanced meal that the system is talking about. They get this little pyramid up there with the three meals of their diet, but you're not getting a balanced meal out of that, you know? If you start your day off with if you start your day off with those five vegetables and then you want to consume something else during the day, that's fine. Your system can handle it because it has all of the ingredients in at the particular time to digest without straining the other foods that you might want to eat. Even if you eat a piece of flesh, it can, with those five vegetables in, it can handle it, okay? It won't overdo the system, all right? So this is what I'm trying to say. Those five vegetables are very important, and I'm looking at myself in the mirror, well, not every day, but I'm looking at myself in the mirror, and at one time, Mom, everything was all gray. There was no black nowhere. Now the black hair is starting to come back. It takes a little while. Now, remember, you've been abusing your body for a long time. You didn't just start this yesterday. Your body's been abused ever since you come out of Mama's womb. Once you got off the breast milk, if those people that were on breast milk, some of us didn't get the luxury of having the breast milk. You know, we had that little nipple stuck in our mouth with the cow's milk in it, which worked up to a point. But your body has been being abused for a long time. So once you start on these diets, it's going to take a little while to get it's going to take a little while for your body to begin to heal itself. Remember, it takes 7 years for the body to replace all of the defective cells. And once you begin creating those perfect cells, right, you will have a little loss of energy. When you do those 5 vegetables, you will have a little loss of energy because once all those nutrients go in like they're supposed to, your body switches from energy to keep you going all day to repair. And it goes right into repair mode as soon as you eat that, okay? Now, you can eat something else later on to give you more energy for the day, but it sends your body into repair mode, you know, and it begins to repair some of the damage. And it's going to take a little while, you know, it's going to take a little minute. See my friend 1927 on the line. I'm going to let him give you a little bit more information about his show coming up Saturday. And I'm going to open up the mic. And if you want to give us a little more shout out about your show on Saturday and what's coming up for us, that would be great. Can you hear me? Your mic is open. Okay. I guess you can hear me. Sometimes we have trouble with the switchboard, but it's okay.
I hope you can hear me now.
Yeah, I can hear you now.
This is Brother Mac from the Legacy of a Nation show every Saturday from 6 to 7 p.m., as Brother Elohim had mentioned during his commercial phase. And I appreciate that, Brother Elohim. I invite your audience to call in from at 6 o'clock every Saturday to Legacy of a Nation. We cover 4 main topics over the course of the month, and the 4 main topics that we cover are health, history, politics, and economics. An hour each one over the course of the month, and we cover these from the standpoint of our being Native Americans. We base that on the fact that we were here before Columbus came in 1492. We've always been here, and so we are Aborigines. We are natives. We are indigenous, and that part of our story has been sort of hidden from us, and Legacy of a Nation puts it on the table so that we can talk about it. When we realize that our story did not start with the Atlantic slave trade, but rather it started prehistorically, we've always been here. And so we talk about that with the hope of raising the awareness of the Aboriginal community, and the Aboriginal community is you and I, we who are descended from slaves. Now, Brother Elohim, I had one quick question on today's topic, if I may.
Yes, sir, go ahead.
All right. When you talk about faith, and that faith is defined as having strong belief in something or someone without proof. Now, where does that definition come from, sir?
It come off the internet. It's faith, believing without proof, trust, confidence. I don't know exactly what book that it came out of, but it's it comes off the internet, and the definition comes from. I Googled the definition. And the definition is believing without proof, trust, and confidence. That's what it says about faith, you know?
Yes,
belief in God's promise, religion, and spiritual things. system of religion, of being loyal or faithfulness. That's what the definitions I got off the internet.
Yes, sir.
So, and your question was?
Well, you launched your show with the question, why should we have faith? And I'm not sure that you ever answered the question that you started off asking.
Well, the question, why should we have faith, was thrown out there because I also said that this is 2020. Believe
yes,
it or not. Are you kidding?
Right. So, were you suggesting that once upon a time that may have been that may have been okay, but wait up, we got information all over the place now. Is that kind of what you're alluding to?
Well, yeah, that's what I was alluding to, that. But I'll go a little further on that since you brought it up like that. It's very interesting. You don't thought about that. You always take me to another place, which is good. A lot of times, if you don't have faith in what a person is saying, you won't even investigate to find out whether it's true or not.
Right.
So that's another thing about faith. If you have confidence in what the person is talking about, you at least look into it. You know, it's like the court system. You know, if you don't have faith in the court system, somebody to do something to you, you ain't calling the popo. You gonna take care of yourself. You ain't trying to take them to court because you ain't got no faith in the system. So, if you have faith in the system, you would at least check it out to see if you can get justice. You know,
yes,
so
sir.
that's another degree of faith that they're not actually expounding on in the definition that I got. Faith in or confidence in what somebody's saying or what they're doing will at least get you to investigate and to see, well, maybe it might work for me. I'll try it. You know what I mean? To see if it works. If it doesn't work, then I won't have confidence in it no more. I won't have faith in it no more. And so that's why the word trust and confidence was thrown in there. Because a lot of times you don't believe or you don't have faith in something, but you trust where the information is coming from. So you will go and experience it or go look it up and see what's going on, you know? So that's another, you know, I hope that took you into the area where you was trying to go. This is a very complicated show. Because of what I do, I just open up the Bible and put my finger down, and there's always something so powerful where I put my finger, Mark, Matthew, Luke, and John. And I put my finger on there, well, and I'm saying, oh my goodness, how do you begin? You know, talking about faith, believe without proof, when we have whole religious institutions built around that particular subject. So it's kind of tricky. It was kind of hard for me to come up with enough information on it or to actually talk about it. So I had to mix it with health. I couldn't just do an hour on faith. It's complicated. Of course, I was hoping that so many people on the line here, I was hoping that somebody jumped in and helped me out here a little bit, but it's okay. At least I know that they're there, you know. But I think we need faith to a degree because it keeps us, it keeps our curiosity going, keeps us looking, keeps us checking. Just like you said that we were here prior. I've only got 90 seconds, so actually I'm actually out of time. But just like you said, we were here, and if we trust what you're saying, at least whether we believe what you say or not, at least we'll go find out. We go check it out. We go look to see, because the where the information is coming from is trustworthy, you know. Okay, so I'm going to close out here with an assertion. I have walked the path as divine energy today and did not break the universal law of reap what you sow. Our energy went out for a divine purpose, and I will reap what I have sown this day. All that I have put out, I eagerly embrace its return. So let it be written. So let it be done. Always go off the air. Somebody to put their hand up. I'm over with the mic right quick. Yes, sir. 8638. Do you have a comment or question? We only got about 1 minute.
Well, I just wanted to thank you, brother, for keeping on. And I agree. You don't have time, nor do I have time for my comment, but I thank you for queuing me up. But faith, as the scripture said, is something things hope for and evidence of things unseen. And so it's a deep, every human being has it. I think that we all need to develop it. Some have it more than others. You have to go through some things to improve it, and you got to want to increase your faith and then test it, and then the God or the ancestors will answer. But thank you anyway.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate your comment, for chiming in. I do need a little help sometimes. You know what I mean? I know what it says in Psalm 82, but it's hard to get into the all-knowing, all-seeing part. So for me. So thank you very much. We're out of time. We're actually off the air. I want to thank everybody for holding the line. And those of you that didn't comment, maybe next week you'll comment on the next show. And I appreciate you being here because it makes a difference to me to know that you're on the line. So much love. I love you, and I will talk to you again next week.
So motivated, Brother Elohim. Be well.